I think I'd like to start off by asking, is there any special day that's happening that you know of?
Last school?
Memorial Day. Yeah.
And really,
when I was growing up, Memorial Day was always celebrated on the 30th of May. It didn't make any difference, you know, what day it fell on, so I was on the 30th of May.
Of course, that was when they ran the Indy 500.
But they didn't run the Indy 500 because the 30th came on Sunday. Yeah, they were growing up. Nowadays, Sunday is held special by anybody, and they make Memorial Day is the, some Monday or Sunday or whenever they want to make it. But Memorial Day is a very special season. And so I ask you what the Memorial Day is and what your name is.
Memorial Day.
What does it sound like? Does it sound like memory? Do you want memories off? Those things that you remember as a kid. Now, I want to have a memory of you. You suppose, well, sometimes you remember things that happened to you. But more often than not, memories come from learning, from learning something. When you hear something or you're told something, then that creates a memory that you remember. And it's good for you to keep remembering those things. Yes, you can. Sometimes we forget things that we've been told. Our memories get bad. That happens as you get a little older. But yeah, memories are important. Well, I was reading a book today. Have you ever heard of the Jungle Book? The movie? Have you ever seen one? Yeah. Well, there's a new movie out, and I saw it yesterday. Thing to think about because it has all of these animals and one little boy. And the boy lives with the animals and learns all about them. And we find out that there are a lot of things to learn about animals. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they
learn
bigger than
that? Yeah, and then I get to that. Yeah. The one of the big differences this morning I was reading out of the real book. So, and I found out there are some differences between the movie and the book. For one, Baloo is what in the movie out there. And what do you remember about him? He just does what's the bare necessities, right? The bare necessities. Either movie. Well, in the book, Baloo is the teacher. Baloo is the teacher of all the cubs. He teaches them all about the all about the different animals, how they get together, how they develop all the customs of the animals. Almost all the animals, anyway. Because there are those boulder dogs, those are the monkeys. They were the monkeys. And when Mowgli, the little boy, starts associating with the monkey people, Baloo gets quite happy with it. Because he says, the monkey people, we don't have anything to do with them because they don't remember. They don't have any memories. Anything that they see, they catch their attention and they run off in that direction. And if they see something else, they go over there. So they just don't learn. They can't learn. So Baloo can't work with them because they don't learn. That's kind of sad because they do have memories. Memories are important. And that's why we have memorial days. Days that help us remember things that are important. And there are things that, frequently, are things that you've learned. Oh, you are too young, really, probably, to remember anything about the wars that were fought for us. All that were involved in one memory of the 1800s. And you might even get to the point where you don't even remember or you never learn why you were home. And one of the things that the focus you're learning. And you learn this, remember this, is that there's something special about our country. And the special thing about our country is that we're free. And we're free to come to church. We're free to go to church, school to learn things. Our libraries are free to go to. freedoms that aren't free. And it's not easy to keep those freedoms, because there are other countries or other peoples that want to change that. And so they occupy more people. And what Memorial Day is for us is, one, to remember, because we've learned through experience, what freedom is, and to understand how important it is. And two, to remember that there are people who have given their lives in order to enjoy those decisions. Okay, so that's just something that you weren't born knowing, but you'll learn in your school, how hard it is, and how much we need to remember those who have helped us. I got a little tip for you today, and it says, best you forget, best you forget, best you don't allow our memories to hang around. We need to have more experience to remember. And as your parents going to have some more experience.